You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I want to welcome back one of my favorite guests. CNN calls him the father of modern networking. Entrepreneur Magazine calls him the networking guru. I call him my good friend, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Ivan, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. It's great to be back on your show.
Well, listen, I wanted to come up with something that I thought would be a little bit timely today. We've been talking a lot on the show about mindfulness, which means basically staying focused on the moment. And I know that whenever I go to a networking event, I don't care how well I know the people or don't know them, I try to stay in the moment because when I'm walking in, I sometimes get what I call pre-traumatic stress syndrome. I get nervous. My palms sweat. I start looking around the room. But the minute I shake that first hand and look in the first pair of eyes, I'm on.
Yeah, well, not everybody is. And, you know, we live in a soundbite kind of society. I think a lot of people practice what's called continuous partial attention.
Oh, man, I hate that stuff.
Even when you're talking about face-to-face networking, now it certainly happens when you're sitting in your office and you've got Facebook going and Twitter is, you know, tweeting you and you've got instant messaging and it's hard to stay focused. But it happens even when you do face-to-face networking where people are only partially focused on the conversation. And that's really a problem if you want to build a powerful personal network. You have to be present. I mean, fully and completely engaged in the moment.
Oh, 100%. In fact, we talked about this in my office earlier this week, all the millennials, I'll call them, and there's nothing wrong with millennials. I just have a different perspective a lot of times. They said, oh, it's okay to do my iPad and do my iPhone, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, not really. It's very rude. And, oh, by the way, I think that what I'm going to start doing now is start meetings by going, if I can't keep your attention off your iPhone or your iPad, you don't need to listen, but you don't need to be here either.
It's pretty well shown that people can't do multiple things well simultaneously, and you certainly, when you're trying to build relationships, you shouldn't do that. I had an experience with several times now with Richard Branson.
I've heard of him.
Branson's an amazing guy, and it's very interesting to watch him have conversations with people. And I wrote an article that was published about a year ago on this, where I met him originally on Necker Island, his island, and sure, we had talked about children, and I mentioned my son. And I saw him about a year later, and the first thing that amazed me was he remembered the conversation, because he asked me, how you doing? Is your son here? I said, yes. But here's what really amazed me, was that he walked up to him. My son's name is Trey, and he had this conversation with Trey. Now, you know, when Branson walks in the room, everybody wants to talk to him, and, you know, people are standing by him, so, oh, Richard, you know, and they're kind of crowding in on him. But there was someone who took a photograph, and I used this photograph in the article, of Branson standing with my son, and at the time my son was like 16 years old, and having this conversation with my son. It wasn't long, it was maybe a 3-4 minute conversation, but here's my point. He was giving Trey, my son, his total undivided attention. He's a billionaire. He doesn't need to talk to a 16-year-old kid. I don't have that big a network that Branson really cares about. There was no good reason for Richard to have this kind of a conversation, but it's the kind of networker he is. He gave Trey his total undivided attention, and in this photograph, he had perfect eye contact with Trey, and gave the message that he wanted to give in terms of the conversation that we had had on the island, and then moved on to the next person. And I watched as he did the same thing. He gave him his undivided attention. He was fully present, and I think there's a real lesson that we could all learn from that kind of mindfulness.
100%. And I had an experience similar to that many years ago. I met then President Bill Clinton when he had just come back from Camp David. I met him at a big event. And after he was done speaking, I went up to the front of the stage and was lucky enough to shake hands with him. And for that 5 or 10 seconds where he said, hey, very nice to meet you, thank you for coming to the event, and he shook my hand, there were no other people on the face of the earth, just Bill Clinton and Jim Freed shaking hands and connecting.
Right, and but yet when we go to networking events, oftentimes people will shake your hand and you can see them looking over your shoulder to see who else is in the room or looking around the room to see who else they can connect with. They're not really fully present in the moment, having a conversation, learning about you, asking questions. And it's, you know, that kind of networking, I think, that gives networking a bad name.
Well, I would agree with you, and I find myself doing that too. But as soon as I do, I make every attempt to apologize to the person and to look them straight in the eye and ask them to restate what they just said so that I can focus on it and capture it. It's very important to me, and I bet you this is part of why Richard Branson does it too. It's part of who he is. It's just personal courtesy.
It is personal courtesy, and you're right. Everybody does it. I've done it. I've been guilty of it. And again, you know, you're right. When you find yourself doing that, you need to fess up. I mean, there have been situations where there was somebody in the room that I had to talk to. And I saw them, and then I just tell somebody, I'm sorry, you lost my attention for a second. I've been looking for so-and-so, and I saw him just walk in the room. My apologies. Could you say what you were saying again? Just fess up and then focus your attention on the other person.
Oh, yeah. You can always make up for it. And, in fact, yesterday I had the king of all faux pas. I introduced somebody as their boss. I said, hey, meet so-and-so, and it wasn't so-and-so. It was so-and-so's head of finance, and he said, thank you for the promotion, but I'm, and I said, oh my gosh, I am so sorry. I am just so sorry. And he let it go, and well, you can see it's still on me today. It's still tagging me today, but sometimes you just got to let that go and stay right there in the moment. He cracked up, and we moved on.
Yeah. Yeah, and the other thing in a networking thing that drives me nuts is when, people getting their mobile device out, they're having instant message conversations with other people. Of course, the worst is actually taking a phone call during a meeting. That's just uncalled for. Sending out that. Now, I get it if somebody is at an event and they want to send a tweet of a photograph of something going on, and it's very specific to what they're doing at the moment. But that's not always what's happening. They're just responding to somebody's ham and egg breakfast tweet that got sent out or something on Facebook, which, why do that? You got to be present wherever you are. When you're at home, be home. When you're at the networking event, be at that networking event.
Yeah, well, I think that what the world has come to is that we've become a documentation nation. Oh, you can write that down. You can have that one. A documentation nation where people just start making photos in Facebook rather than being there. I mean, okay, take the picture, write it up in 15 minutes, but be with me right now.
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right, which is actually good advice. You don't have to send that photograph of the event right there on the spot. You can wait until you get back and do it later, which it tends to be what I do because, it's just, I think, more effective to spend the time with the people that you're there with and send whatever photos after the fact. Nobody's going to care whether it was an hour later or not.
Well, we have a good friend of the show, just like you. His name is Bruce Turkel. Bruce is on Fox News all the time. He does a lot of branding, and I'm going to give him full credit for what I'm about to suggest here. And that's that whenever you're networking with somebody, you kind of have to make it all about them.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. A good networker, first of all, a good networker has two ears and one mouth and should use them both proportionately.
Yeah.
And secondly, I think a good networker is like a good interviewer.
Oh, well, thank you. I guess that makes me a two-edged sword on that one. I hope that I'm a good networker, and I hope I'm a good interviewer, too. And one of the things that
good interviewer is the person who's asking questions and letting the other person open up and talk. And that's where, a good networker is somebody is like a good interviewer because you're letting the other person kind of explain and talk about who they are and what they do.
Well, and that's great, and I'm sorry I just cut you off.
Okay.
But what I want to talk about on the other side of the break, it looks like we're coming up real close to the break now, is I want to talk about what you can take away when you're networking. We've been present. We've made eye contact. I want to start when you start to bring out the business card and exchange business cards. I want to talk about, I'll call it the science of business card networking. So if you could stick with us, Ivan, can you stick with us for one more segment?
Absolutely.
Awesome. All right. Well, we'll be right back with Ivan Meisner. I call him my friend. He's called the king of networking, the master of networking, the father of modern networking, the networking guru. But like I said, I call him Ivan. He's a good friend. He'll be back after this break, and we're going to talk about what the business card means in the networking situation and how you can use it to help yourself make more connections. We are back after this.